everybody, and welcome to the second episode of I Got Pushed, an Island podcast. I'm joined by my friend Crystal, as always.
Hey, everyone.
Hello. And just sipping on our virgin mimosa. Oh, well, I am over a little bit wimpy this morning, Sunday morning. This is our pre-show warm-up. Crystal and I broke out the noms, so if you hear some fizzing and some food, we do apologize, but we really want this atmosphere to be really good.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know.
Just kicking back with beers, food, yeah. And non-alcoholic
kicking back with
beverages.
The eggies, yeah. Having fun on a Sunday, you know? Mm-hmm. We also want to talk about the structure of the podcast really quick. I got some feedback from some friends, mm-hmm. which was really helpful. I think that we want to break up some of the podcast with little breaks between the segments.
I like that.
I'm going to add some music to make it a little bit more ambient, mm-hmm. you know, and more inviting and welcoming. We want more natural transitions. So if you guys have any kind of good critiques or suggestions for the podcast, you know, you can always DM them to me at Island Podcast. I'm always receptive to really good feedback. So thank you guys so much for listening.
No, thank you.
We'd also like to thank you guys so much for 96 Twitter followers on our podcast account. Yes!
Yay!
And then we also want to talk a little bit about our analytics for our podcast. We just checked this morning, and we are so thankful for you guys. We've had 71 plays of our first episode, the premiere episode, and an active audience of 34.
Aww.
So thank you so much for your participation and for your listenership. We appreciate nothing more. It's just fascinating. We never expected this. So again, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's really appreciated.
For today's episode, we're going to be covering some really exciting things, and we've organized it a little bit better since the last episode. So here we go. Today we're going to be doing a briefing on episode 8, including our predictions of what's going to happen. Afterwards, we're going to watch the episode and then review the episode with Crystal, getting her reactions. Since I've already watched the episode, it'll be a little bit more fresh with you. And then what we'll do is we will discuss the results of a global poll made by my friend Gabby, which will be really exciting. It pulled over 2,000 eggies on Twitter and Reddit and other platforms. Then we'll examine our own listeners' poll of the week. And then finally, we will close with some fun conspiracy theories about production of Island. So, Crystal, how do you feel going into episode 8 today?
I feel really nervous about it, mainly because of how they left the previews for this week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seemed like there was like a lot of drama going on with like Taki and Heesung and that whole group. So
yeah.
I'm just really anxious about that.
Yeah, me too.
And what that means for anybody getting voted off.
Sure. The different units have been a source of a little bit of stress for me too.
Yeah.
So, so going forward, I think that the show's going to be a lot more intense.
Mm-hmm.
That's my general feeling. I think that fans have already been a little bit edgy on Twitter about the whole Nicholas situation and, you know, campaigns to mass email and all that kind of stuff. So going forward, do you think that things are going to get more tense?
Yeah. I think the tension is just going to keep building because I think that everybody is so invested in their favorite right now,
mm-hmm.
that as we go further, it doesn't matter that's an elimination show to a lot of folks. I think at this point, when they lose their favorite person, it's just going to be this whole cycle over and over again of please bring them back, what's going on, but
yeah.
I mean, we'll see though. I don't know. It's just going to be really intense.
Your perspective is a palate cleanser to my brain. I got canceled by a couple of people on Stan Twitter this week because I may have retweeted a photo set that somebody posted of some people being like, oh, they're going to debut a dance team, huh? And like, I got so offended very viscerally and quickly. I usually don't get like that, but I was like, all of these people are DeLulu. Like, this is so ridiculous. And then I had, like, within 20 minutes, I had like 5 retweets of people just being like, who is this guy? Like, blah, blah, blah. This 29-year-old grandpa with boomer opinions. And I was like, if these are boomer opinions, I don't want to be part of your little club. Like, that's stupid. But I am moving forward in stride. I am going to forgive them. I'm going to forgive myself for calling somebody DeLulu. But I'm also going to forgive them for the mean things they said, because this is about the program. Like, this is just a TV show.
Right.
And like, yeah, there's real people involved with this TV show, but they're going to go forward and they're going to have a career or not have a career, depending on if they want to stay in it. It's just like you and I, like, we don't have to stay in our industries. We don't have to stay in our jobs, but we stay in them because to a certain degree, we like them.
Yeah.
I mean, we applied for them.
Exactly.
Just like they applied for the program, so.
Yeah. No, that's really interesting. So they just thought that they were like backup dancers, basically?
General opinion from the people that I had been seeing was that the program doesn't focus enough on vocal and rap training and execution. And so they were like, oh, it's obviously a dance program because that's all they ever judge them on is dance and performance. And I'm like, nah, that's a silly take. I don't ascribe to that opinion. I don't understand that thinking. And here's the other thing too, something that a mutual follower of mine posted on Twitter was, if the program is about a dance team, then why are you guys asking to have Nicholas back so badly? Because that's like what he does. He's a dancer. And like, and they're like, oh, well, he raps. And it's like, well, how can you tell if the program only focuses on performance?
So, yeah, exactly.
I don't want to harp too much. Like, I do want to harp a lot, but like, I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm just here to keep things real.
Right. Well,
and that's,
it's all multifaceted. I mean, these people contain multitudes.
Yes!
You know, they sing, they dance, they rap, they do all of it. And I mean, maybe sometimes it feels like it's focused more on the performance, but I really don't think so. I think that you see them struggling with, like, the lyrics or, like, getting the right pitch and things like that. I feel like that's coming up just as much.
Yeah,
but,
and I think
that's my opinion.
Yeah, so. And I think that we'll see more of that today in episode 8.
Okay,
full disclaimer, I've already watched the episode already, so I already know what happens, but Crystal here does not.
Ooh, I don't.
So we're going to get her reaction after the episode, and then we're going to talk about some other things as well. So stay tuned. We'll see you soon. Okay, so we just finished watching episode 8. Crystal wanted to talk about something immediately.
You guys, seeing the update at the end of the episode, the global vote, it's killing me. How are all of you feeling about this? I mean, my favorite Jay, I mean, he's not my top favorite. Kay's my top favorite. But Jay is at number 11, and Kay's not better off right now.
As a Blue Jay, like, I was really shocked.
It's shocking.
Like, I know that Jay may not be as popular internationally as some. I understand that he comes on a bit strong. Like Petey has said a couple times now, he's very headstrong, he's very stubborn, but like, I need that.
Yeah.
I need that in the group. His character is different than everybody else. He doesn't overlap personally. He's a great leader, in my opinion. I think that today he showed off his vocals today in the DNA unit.
Yeah, he's a great leader.
So, I was a bit shocked, too, by the global vote midway results.
Yeah.
Speaking of the global vote, I think that the next episode is going to be 100% determined by global vote.
Oh, boy.
Let's talk about that. Now, I understand wanting to get the global audience involved. It's a very different model for an elimination program for a South Korean group. But what are your feelings?
I still just don't really like 100% it being based on the global vote.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Jay said, he acknowledged last time, like, how he ranked in the vote. And he was like, I'm not that popular. He, like, knows it.
Yeah.
So, and that's what's scary. And here he is sitting at, like, number 11 midway.
Yep. And he's here you guys go.
Yeah.
Confirming my suspicions.
Yeah.
Like, well, and it's funny because the last few times, it hasn't been like that with Jay. I mean, the results for the last couple times have been really interesting. There we go. So I took the liberty of compiling the Part 1, Week 1 global vote the episode 8 producer's choice votes and the episode 8 check-in votes, just to kind of like see where all of the applicants have been trending for the last few weeks. So for the part 1 week 1 global vote, we had from 1 to 12, we had Sunu, Daniel, Hee-sung, Sunghoon, K, Jay, Jungwon, Jake, Nikki, Taki, Gonu, and Hanbin. Now, I don't think that either of us were very surprised by that global vote, because we'd been seeing the trends of Sunwoo being very popular. Mm-hmm. I think that he has a very unique personality, and I think that a lot of global voters gravitate toward him because of how bright his disposition is.
He literally shines.
He shines, like J-Hope.
Yeah,
like he's just like, Sunwoo is our hope for Island. And Daniel, too. I mean, he has that youthful charm.
Absolutely.
He's got a great personality as well. I love how much he cries.
I know.
Think that it's sweet that he wears his heart on his sleeve. Seriously. I know I do sometimes as well, so I really identified with that.
Mm-hmm.
Hee-sung and Sunghoon, when you have skills and you show them off as well as they do, doesn't surprise me that global audiences are like, yes, we're voting for them as well.
As we should.
Yeah.
You know?
In the middle of the pack, we had K, Jay, and Jungwon. All very strong, strong performers.
Mm-hmm.
They all have different aspects that they're good at with the performance. I think that Kay, his dance prowess is unmatched.
Truly.
In Island. Truly a main dancer figure.
Mm-hmm.
The choreography that he did for the ad-libbed part of the unit performances.
Oh, yeah, so good.
So epic.
And even his vocals.
Yeah, Kay's vocals are very consistent and strong.
Consistent.
As a vocalist myself, I usually gravitate towards people who have a strong singing voice.
Mm-hmm.
But Kay always impresses me with the vocals. Jay, I mean, consistent. I mean, again, he... from the week one vote for the global vote and the producer's choice stayed at number 6.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's very telling that the consistency with him is key. I really hope that the global vote will change this next week. Right now, sitting at 11 is really scary for a fan like me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's just because I think that he has so much potential, and that's why everybody is so concerned with the global vote,
mm-hmm.
including the Islanders themselves. I mean, we want it to be based on their ability, their what they have shown us so far. And Jay has been consistent. Like, he has good vocal range. He can do the dance moves. He is even a genuine person with his fellow applicants.
Truly.
Like, I mean, yeah, he says stuff like, I just really want to be cool, which you're kind of like, okay. Like,
it's kind of like surfacey, like cool,
surface,
cool,
yeah.
Like nothing deeper. Like, I know that there's something deeper.
Right, of course there's something
deeper.
Which
is why the coolness is just like the first step. He wants to step into something. He wants to be more confident.
Absolutely.
Number 7, Jungwon from part 1, week 1, global vote. Highest change in position. It was he went up 5 positions with the producer's choice, and I think he absolutely deserves it.
He does.
The producer the producer commentary from the special 7.5 episode, 7.1 episode, 7.2 episode, was that he's the hidden ace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the producer's choice really showed that today. Next up was Jake. So happy that he broke the top 10.
Yes!
I know that you and I are big Jake fans. Mm-hmm. He made a very big impression on me during the initial episode.
Yes.
And episode 1. And I really hope that... I hope he gets in. I really do.
I do too.
I think there's enough potential for growth there to really debut strongly. What do you think?
I think there's a lot of potential. I mean, he really nailed this last performance. And I think I was impressed.
Yeah, I think he was a bit intense. I think he overdid it.
Yeah.
But I would much rather see somebody overdo it than underdo it.
Right.
Because when I was going to school for drama, the one thing that they always say is acting is reacting.
Right.
And you always want to overshoot instead of undershoot. Because
exactly.
If you undershoot, you get a situation, sadly, like today we saw with Gonu.
Mm-hmm.
Gonu. We saw that with Gonu. And it was really... with Taki, Gonu, and Daniel, it was a little bit I don't want to say, it was subpar. I'm going to say it. It was subpar. And it was unfortunate because in the last 3 or 4 episodes where we've seen performances, they have shown through, especially when it came to the ground. Mm-hmm. But now that they're in Island and it's just the 12, it was really rough.
It was really rough. You can actually, it's getting easier to see kind of how they... how they perform compared to the others. And I really support Taki and Daniel. And I think that they do still have a lot of potential, but it was kind of rough seeing that. For sure.
Just looking at the bottom here of the part 1 week 1 global vote, Nikki, Taki, Gonu, Hanbin, more toward the lacking end.
Yeah.
I might speak a little bit more highly of Hanbin, especially this week. I thought that he did fantastic in the DNA performance. He really, really showed what he needed to the producers to solidify in their minds, I'm here to debut. I do think that there could be a little bit more of a push from him. I'm rooting for everybody, always.
Of course.
But those bottom four, you know, Nikki, Taki, Gonu, Hanbin, they needed to do more.
They did. And it makes sense. And that's why the producer's choice actually makes so much sense to me. I see how it was ranked. It made sense as they were calling out each name. I was like, okay, yes, X, Y, and Z need to be lined up like this.
Yeah. It's like they fit right into their slots.
Exactly.
Very predictable this week.
Yes, very predictable.
Sadly, though, because of the mechanism that the producers put into place where the... if the person who is performing at the bottom of the pack was in the top ranking group, they would be saved from elimination. And that's what happened with Taki. Yeah. So let's talk about that a little bit. I saw your reaction, and I know that it was very hard because we both love Taki so dearly.
Yes.
His personality is, I think, one of the best in Island, but also I think that he has one of the biggest potentials out of everybody. When I've seen him perform with Ground, I can see the light in his eyes. And with that last performance of I Incredible, I thought that he did fantastic. Yeah. He took the notes from Rain and he ran with them. And so I'm glad that he made it through. But what do you think about Taki going forward? What do you think that Taki needs to show in order to bump that extra bit?
He needs to start having more confidence in himself, like Hee-sung said throughout the whole episode, because that's key. We know that he can perform well. We know that he's a great person, that he has all these great talents, but he is totally lacking in confidence. I think he was overwhelmed by having to be a leader. Obviously, that was too much. And then he kept, you know, feeling like he was falling or, you know, too fast in his steps. Like, that's really hard to bounce back when somebody's yelling at you.
Yeah, oh my gosh, Sun-duk was just like, too fast, too fast.
Yeah, I mean, it would be hard for me to bounce back from that and perform well. So, but I think that he did perform well, I don't know, he didn't give enough for me.
Yeah.
And so he just needs to do that. He needs to keep practicing on his facial expressions, his dancing, all of that, and I think that he can get there.
Yeah.
But I think it was a little rough to know that where he ranked and that he got to stay. I think that was a little tough.
It was really sad for me because in the last few performances, his facial expressions have been great.
Yeah.
He's such a character.
Yeah.
And to see his lack of confidence show through in his performance really hurt me.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a fan. I voted for Taki quite a few times in the first part global vote. So to see him sink to number 12 was discouraging. I'm just going to say I'm glad that he stayed over Gonu. I don't think that Gonu was showing enough, on my personal opinion, to stay. And that's really hard to say because I thought that he was great main vocalist material for the group.
No, I agree. Like, I think it's hard to see Taki stay when he was ranked last, but it makes sense. That's how they positioned this. Whoever's in the top group gets to stay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think that you're totally right. Like, Gonu had his chance and still wasn't performing up to what all of us want to see. And so, unfortunately, I mean, it makes sense that he left. Because Taki, I still think, does have potential. This was just a really bad week for him.
Yeah.
So,
If the performance would have been better today, I don't think he would have been number 12.
Right.
I do think that he would have been somewhere more where, like, Hanbin and Jake were toward the top of the pack.
Definitely.
Of the bottom half. But... We'll see next week. I mean, he was number 4 in the global vote midway checkup. So,
right.
Oh my gosh. My friend Gabby, she runs a poll on both the Mnet Island subreddit and also on Twitter and other platforms. Shout out to Gabby. Thank you so much, dear. I love the data every week that it comes out. I've been taking it since before the show officially started on Reddit.
Oh, wow.
And then when I saw it on Twitter, I was really excited to see what the different perspectives were. So we're going to go through some of the data points. We're not going to go through all of them today, but we wanted to touch on some of them. First of all, because I think it's a really good touch point for the way that the global vote was revealed today, and what our predictions might be going forward. So on the island poll, the question was asked, please vote for your top seven. The top seven, according to this this poll, were K, Hee-sung, Jake, Jay, Sungwoon, Sunwoo, and Jungwon. Now, what do you think about those results?
That seems like it's more in alignment with what I pictured kind of for the top seven and the way that things have been ranked so far by the producers.
Yeah.
And it kind of aligns with some of the global voting, but not quite. So,
yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's funny because those top seven are exactly who the producers chose today in their top seven.
Oh.
If you think back,
yeah,
all of it correlates. It may not be in the exact order that, you know, some of us thought, but I think that a lot of people have been thinking like OG6 with Sunwoo. And so that doesn't surprise me at all. But what does surprise me is when the question was posed, please select the top two you will be voting for during the global vote period. Now, the way that it's set up for the data is that the top 11 were selected and they eliminate the bottom, the 11th place, kind of like it will be in the next episode if this were the final results.
Right.
So according to the results, the top 10 would be K, Hanbin, Gonu, Hee-sung, Jake, Jay, Sungwoon, Sunwoo, Jungwon, Nikki, Daniel. And Taki would have been the one out. Now, this was before the episode today came out. So they voted the way that they thought that the producers would go too. Isn't that interesting?
That is. That gives me hope.
For the global vote.
For the global vote,
we're
yeah.
kind of pessimistic about the global vote right
Maybe
now.
Maybe just a little bit. Just because of what I saw today, but that doesn't mean that it won't turn around.
Yeah, my personal Twitter might say hashtag abolish global vote. It may not, but, you know, go check me out at HyungNate anyway. But yeah, I was kind of surprised to see that the global vote kind of went along with the way that the producers were going today, with Taki at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I think, again, we talked about how his personality is really strong, but he's been lacking in performance the last couple of rounds.
Mm-hmm.
I was really surprised to see that Hanbin again at the bottom with global popularity, which is just...
I know.
Let's talk about this week's Twitter poll. It was getting really, really fiery. And let me tell you what. It's been quite an experience running a poll for a podcast. Because... So the question that was posed this week was, what number of trainees do you want to debut from Island? Not necessarily how many do you think, or, you know, like, but like how many, if you were the PD of the group, how many would you want to debut? Now, the results were really interesting, but the options were final seven, which is what we're planning and anticipating on happening. I put 8, 9, or 10 and reply with your number. OT12, which has been a very popular topic on Island Twitter, and then the really hot button issue, which was OT13, and even more controversial, OT14.
Yeah.
And then I put 23 just for shits and giggles.
Right.
You know, because at that point, it's just like, there's a lot of people in this motherfucking group. So, anyway, I need to quit cursing. It's so bad.
I love it.
But the results were really interesting. The poll was kind of hijacked by some OT13ers, which, you know, it's their opinion. I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to invalidate their opinion, even though I think their opinion's wrong. But I'm trying not to be salty. I'm trying not to be salty. I am a good person. And I love you all. But, like, sometimes it's just like, I don't get it.
It's an elimination show.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. So the top results this week's for this week's poll were the 8, 9, 10 and the OT12 option. They both tied at 27.3%. And it was neck and neck the entire night, final night of voting.
Mm-hmm.
So in the comments, we have some really good ones. Honestly, happy with anything above 7, but I prefer groups that have an odd number, so 9 would be ideal for me. I saw some people that commented OT13, 8, 9, 8 through 10, 9, 9. 9 is a very popular number,
yeah.
And I think so too. Right now, I'd selfishly be happy with 9, but no more, because that would nearly guarantee all my faves would be in. But if the challenge is revealed, my faves are clearly not ready, I can accept 7 or 8.
Oh.
I think it's a very, very mature answer.
Very diplomatic.
Somebody says, I would like 9, but if it's 7, I'll live no more than 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite... OT13, of fucking course.
Yeah.
So,
solid.
Or 13, and I even have a PowerPoint presentation on why.
I love that.
You can turn in the homework, but I will.
No, send it over. I'm really curious.
Hey, Crystal's much more diplomatic than I'm being about the whole situation.
I'll look at it.
I'm just a bit salty because I had some people come at me in the retweets this week about, like, oh, hey, Nathan, like, 29-year-old coming after a 14-year-old. Number one, I didn't come for anybody. I just made an observation. Number two, being 29, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm a grown-ass man, and I can make my own decisions. And let's just leave it at that. I'm not going to argue with it. Toxicity is too much for me.
Oh, the Twitter discourse.
Yes, the discourse. So let's talk about the poll results. OT7, the ideal for the production group as it may be. What do you think about OT7?
Well, it's funny because none of us are loving the idea of OT7. I think,
you know,
once it was revealed, we're like, oh, God, 7? What? No, we have so many people that we had to fall in love with. They gave us 23 to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just too much.
You whittled it down quite a bit.
It's a huge
Decrease in participants
so quickly.
It kind of like a whiplash, and I in that regard I do identify with the people who have been like OT12, OT13. The whiplash of elimination is very rough,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're connected with one of the people who got eliminated.
Yeah.
I know right now if Jay gets eliminated based on this global vote result that's happening,
yeah.
I would be devastated.
I would too. And yeah. I'm having to think about that a lot. Like people who are still watching the show despite their faves being voted off. Because I haven't had that experience yet, except for like Youngbin. But like
yeah.
it made sense. I felt, again, diplomatic about it. I was like, okay, you could have been doing more. You still have a lot of potential. So I'm really trying to put myself in their shoes.
Yeah.
I think it's really hard. This could happen to me next week. I could lose Jay or Kay.
Yeah.
I mean, according to the global vote, it's not looking great.
Everything's kind of up in the air.
Uh-huh.
And bless you guys for holding on if your favorite has been eliminated.
I
admire your stick-to-it perspective. I think that is so key, especially when in an elimination program, something doesn't go your way. I just think that, to be completely frank with the audience, I think the OT13 and 14 is such a hijacking of a legitimate business and what they would like to do with their group. I mean, I'm not a company stan by any measure of the term. I like Big Hit. I think that they are global leaders in the K-pop industry. That doesn't make them infallible. That doesn't make them clear of any wrongdoing. But it definitely does put them ahead of other companies. So I do respect them. But at the same time, I'm not for them 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So to call me a management stan is not true. At the same time, I do think that it's a little bit disrespectful of fans to be demanding things. I think that there's a little bit of some Big Hit privilege in some of these people who are signing these petitions and demanding things of Big Hit and Mnet. They get that privilege from being BTS ARMY because they've been treated so well with that experience that they think that if they demand this of Big Hit that they'll have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to.
Right.
OT12, on the other hand, I think it's a little bit more of a broad group of people.
Mm-hmm.
I, at one time, considered myself very OT12. I thought that it would be fine to debut 12 as somebody who's watched 17 grow with 13 members, and now they're under big hit labels as well. I was like, oh, that could be a pretty realistic result. But I'm now leaning away from that. I think mm-hmm. that it takes away from these trainees' ability to debut strongly and to make it big in the industry. I think that it'll be a lot easier for a global audience to take in 7 members.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when you first got introduced to K-pop, you were like, oh my God, how many people are in this group?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, yeah. Like the most that we've ever had is 5 for Backstreet Boys. Like,
right.
I don't understand.
Right.
It's a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
What do you think about OT12?
Well, it's funny because actually I participated in the voting and yeah. I chose OT12.
Yeah.
Because I was feeling like there are so many great people that were already chosen. Like, we got to this point, we're in part 2.
Yeah.
I want 12. But now after watching episode 8 and seeing all the performances, mm-hmm. now I kind of want it whittled down.
Yeah.
It's surprising. I didn't think I'd get there.
It's like the wound's already open. Let's just keep going on this journey.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to hurt anymore, right?
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Well,
maybe
yeah,
it's going to hurt a hell of a lot more.
It might actually hurt so much
yeah,
more.
Yeah, it could be. You might just throw some salt into the wound.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like, I might be eating my words next week on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about what next week's podcast is going to be like. This week has already been a whirlwind, but preparing for the worst, expecting
yeah.
the best.
Yeah.
If the global vote is to go anything like Gabby's poll is predicting,
mm-hmm.
I think that we're going to see at least our favorites go through.
I think so.
I mean, it's just the bottom person who leaves.
Right.
Now, do we want to explore who we think might be going home next week, or do we think that's a little bit much?
I mean, I could explore it.
So let's talk about it. Everybody buckle up. And
yeah.
everybody put on your maturity belt, because we're going to talk about some things that are a little bit sensitive. So don't cancel us in the comments. just, you know, message us if you have some concerns about what we think.
Yeah.
But I do think that Taki's in danger of going home next week, even with the global vote. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. I honestly, if he doesn't build that confidence up and really like own into the role that he's currently in right now,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be over for Taki.
Yeah.
I think he can turn around. We always talk about potential. That's what we're all supposed to be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it, but if he keeps going in this vein, it's going to be over.
It's going to be really difficult for him to come back from that kind of thing. And I think, you know, obviously with the editing, and we've talked about Mnet is the devil, that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
but even with the poor editing, I think that Taki just was struggling a lot.
He was.
Emotionally, he got a lot of shit from the producers.
Oh.
Sunduk was relentless.
So relentless.
You know, too fast, too fast. You need to slow down.
It literally was like the scene in Black Swan.
Oh,
if any of you have watched it.
Yes.
Where Natalie Portman is trying.
Oh,
and just... And it's again and again and again,
again
and she
again.
Just like breaks down and like, oh, that scene is so hard to watch, and it felt like I was watching that all over again.
Truly, it was really heart-wrenching. And Taki, I know he tries hard, but I think that the leader aspect this week on top of everything was just
too much. It was his doing in. Mm-hmm.
I think that perhaps this next week he could show a little bit more if he's not responsible for leadership.
Mm-hmm.
If he can just focus on his performance.
Yes.
But again, according to those poll results here, Taki only got 8% of the vote for the question, please select your top 2 that you'll be voting for.
Yeah.
Next up, I believe, was Hanbin. Now, that's a little bit worrying. Like,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about that. A lot of people have been talking about a xenophobia towards Hanbin because of his Vietnamese
mm-hmm.
Nationality.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that that plays into the producer's choice at all, or do you think it's more exclusive toward the global vote?
I think it's more exclusive to the global vote, because
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like the producers have at any point said anything I don't think, biased against him. I think that they're giving him a fighting chance.
Sure. And I also think that the fact that he made it into the top applicants,
yeah.
the 23,
mm-hmm.
just goes to show you that there's not as much of that when it comes to the production
mm-hmm.
as it does with the global vote.
Right.
And then I believe the next one up, that I think it was Kay on this poll, was 10.2%.
Yeah.
Now, that was reflected in today's midpoint checkup.
Yeah, it was.
What was Kay?
He was like 8, I think.
So Kay was 9. Yeah, and that was really concerning for us as people who enjoy Kay. Do you think that Kay would be in danger of going home this next week?
I mean, I would sincerely hope not.
Mm-hmm.
I really, and again, I don't know how people are viewing Kay right now.
Yeah.
Because I could definitely see how after this episode and after a couple episodes, how personality might be coming into this.
Yeah.
Now, Kay is a wonderful performer,
yeah.
dancer, singer, all of it. I mean, this is why he's my favorite.
Yeah. yeah.
But I could see watching episode 8 why some people might take issue with like the way he was addressing Nikki.
Yeah.
Throughout the episode.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think he was just trying to do what was best for the team. I mean,
mm-hmm.
maybe at times he was a little too harsh, but
yeah.
I think that he turned it around
yeah.
by trying to check in with Nikki and realize like, I didn't mean to actually like upset you. I'm
uh-huh.
just trying to do the best for us overall. And again, that's really hard to see. And I love Nikki. I have such a soft spot for him. So it was really
yeah,
hard
me
for me to see them kind of bumping heads like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I really think that, you know, is this why Kay has a lower vote at the moment? Is
mm-hmm.
it, or is it not even predictive of the episode?
Well, let's talk about that. So the fans were even saying that they thought that Kay got evil edited in episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps it's a trending from that episode into this episode of Kay downward in the global vote because people didn't like the way that he reacted toward both the global vote results
right.
and towards Nikki today. I think that we might see a little bit of a shift.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's very interesting, though. Perhaps the global vote will react negatively to Kay's disliking of the global vote.
Right.
I don't want to speculate too hard, but in a more evil sense, the global vote could turn against him and say, oh, well, if you don't like the global vote, then I'm just not going to vote for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know that happens in politics all the time.
All the time, yeah.
So why not in a reality show?
I mean, that very well could be. Because
yeah.
I think that we even talked about that last week, how Kay's dissatisfaction is with the global vote
mm-hmm.
overall. And so that could be his Achilles heel. It could be what takes him out.
the marathon runner taken out by his Achilles heel. What a great metaphor, Crystal. let's explore Mnet's editing of Kay. So in episode 7,
mm-hmm.
people were a little bit miffed that they caught all of his facial reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've known since the first episodes that Kay's very expressive.
He is super expressive.
From the moment he stepped on that Island Stage platform that lifted him up, he was like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
And he showed it in his face. Or when he's performing, he shows it in his face. Fire. He's got the expression.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it can really be his downfall. If global vote didn't go his way, weird face.
Mm-hmm.
They caught it on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they can't manipulate what's caught on camera. I talked about that last week. You can't make up things that happen.
Right.
But you can make up the way that they are displayed. Now, may they take Kay's facial expressions from different moments and put them out of order? Perhaps.
Perhaps.
I mean, you never want to fully trust what somebody's giving you on camera. They're
right.
always trying to push some kind of narrative. Even a production team of a global idol group that's going to be debuting. I think that Kay is allowed his emotions.
Absolutely.
We talked about that last week. If Kay's upset about the global vote, he's allowed to express that. And he expressed it to Hee-sung in the bedroom. At the same time, today during episode 8, when Nikki decided to ad-lib on the dance and kind of stick out a little bit more, he was like, hey, knock it off. Who do you think you are, a solo artist? Like, we're a group and we're doing this together. Now, personally, I didn't like so much that Kay took him into a back room and kind of lambasted him.
Right. It's like he'd already kind of made his point. He didn't need to, like, drag it on further.
Yeah. And so, but he did. He called Nikki over. He's like, Nikki, come here.
Yeah.
And to Kay's benefit, Nikki kind of ignored him. Nikki was like, I don't really want to talk to you right now.
Right.
And Kay's like, no, Nikki, get over here. Like, I need to talk to you. And takes him to the back room. Some fans took issue with the fact that Mnet took the audio from that exchange and broadcasted it.
Right, which, I mean, I think is understandable, because at that point, you can tell Kay's actually trying to have a private conversation.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't going over well to begin with.
Went into a room without cameras, maybe on purpose.
Maybe on purpose,
Just to be away from the others. We don't know
that. We don't know the intention.
And I'm not going to speculate on that. It's pointless.
Right.
But I think that Kay's criticisms were on point.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the delivery of them.
No, it could have been done better. It could have.
And I think that Jay and Hanbin also showed that they didn't like the way that Kay did it either.
Yeah, no, they were uncomfortable. They were clearly uncomfortable.
You immediately noticed the way that Jay shifted.
Yeah, Jay like turned his whole body away from Kay.
Crossed his legs and faced down. Yeah. He was like, I'm not in this.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a really interesting thing. As somebody that I think would make a good leader of the Island group, Jay kind of like, he just kind of deferred to Kay. He's like, you know what? I'm not the leader in this situation.
Right.
You go ahead and take care of it. I'm a little bit antsy and a little bit like not into this, but like it's your show.
Right.
And Hanbin was just like not in it as well.
Right.
But Hanbin was very observant of the whole situation because afterward he went to Nikki. He's like, what's going on? What are you thinking? Like, talk to me. Like, I want you to talk to me. And Nikki and Hanbin were really close in ground, which I think is a really important thing to remember in the back of your head, because when Hanbin comes to Nikki, they were team captains in ground.
Yeah.
They taught the choreography. They were the leads.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really thought that that redeemed the whole Kay and Nikki situation. And the cherry on top was when Kay came into the room and just snuggled with Nikki.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show you, Kay's intent is not evil.
Exactly. It's
no matter what it looks like. And perhaps that's Mnet's doing, making him look a little bit evil. Maybe that's people's perception of what Mnet's doing.
Right.
I don't care either way. You can perceive things the way that you want. But in my perception, Kay's intent on all of the criticism was good. The execution was poor. But the job got done. In the end, their group succeeded at their mission. They didn't fail.
Right.
So that's good. But they weren't the winners either.
They weren't the winners either.
Yeah. Let's talk about the winners, though. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That was crazy. Fake love unit. Boom, boom.
I mean, in the way that they set up the episode for this week.
Evil editing. Tell you what.
It really threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
I was like, oh boy, we're really going to have trouble with this group. I was a sucker. I got pulled along into this false sense of.
I knew exactly that it was going to go this way. Mnet editing is so predictable. I'll mention it again, like I mentioned it last week. Mnet editing is predictable. When they want you to think that something's not going to go your way, they play it down really hard. They're like, oh, look at these guys. They're going to fall flat on their ass. Like, look at how bad Taki is during this whole performance. Heesung's just off the rails. Like, no, it's never like that.
Yeah.
They do that on purpose to set you up so that you go into episode 8 thinking that things are going to be shit. And it's just going to be like, oh, God, Heesung's going to get eliminated. Like, oh, this is going to be awful. But it's all to play it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with with the character analysis that's done by the editing too.
Yep.
You know, I think that they want to play down. This is hot take. I just want to stop it for a moment. Everybody that's listening, this is a hot take. I think that they want to play down Kay because by playing him down, it'll bump the votes. I think that they're trying to manipulate the global votes in their favor by using reverse psychology.
Oh my God.
Right? Let's talk.
Mind blown.
I know.
Woo.
So who's at the bottom of the episode 8 check-in? We've got Jake, Nikki, Kay.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Now I think that Nikki's naturally at the bottom. He has been for a while. But Jake and Kay?
I know.
Or I mean Jay and Kay.
Yeah.
Jay and Kay are at the bottom. There's no way in hell.
I know.
I know that there's not.
There can't be, no. Right? It just, it shocked me.
Going back to the part one, week one global vote, Jay was number six, Kay was number five.
Right.
How are they at the bottom this week?
Yeah.
Absolutely no way. Now, it's a little bit conspiracy theorist. I want to see how the final global vote comes out. And if Kay and Jay end up at the top, I don't want to say suspicions confirmed because I may be grasping at straws. But I think that it will have some correlations that I can't deny.
I know. Now I'm really curious.
Did I get you going?
You did.
I hope I got some of the audience going, too.
I'm really kind of shook.
Because look at who's at the top, though. Hee-sung and Sung-hoon.
Yeah.
Those are the people that the producers want, but they're also they've been popular with the global vote. They were number three and four in the global vote.
Right.
The first part.
They're going to do fine.
They're going to do fine for the second part, too.
Mm-hmm.
But what's up with J and K?
Yeah, why are they suddenly way at the bottom?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Conspiracy theory.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I want to digress on that because I'm going to get some people fired up.
That's something to look for.
Yeah.
I'm going to be mindful of it now.
Be looking for that this next week and reply to us. Please reply to us. I'm gonna plug us right now. Please go to @ILandPodcast and let us know what you think about anything that we've said during this episode this week. We want to know, did you agree with us? Did you disagree with us? Do you want to cancel us? If you want to do that, just send a DM because I really don't want to read a reply. please.
Right.
Of course, we also want to hear from you about suggestions for what you want us to talk about.
Yeah, truly. Whatever you want to hear.
Yeah, we worked in some of what you guys wanted to talk about today. I kind of ignored some because I felt like they were a little bit salty and like I just didn't, I don't want this podcast to be negative. I want it to feel like we're just sitting down at a table and talking with friends. That's
exactly
what Crystal and I are literally doing right now. We had brunch earlier when we were talking about our predictions.
Mm-hmm.
And now the post show, we're just sitting back at the table having a drink. She's drinking some beer. I'm drinking nothing right now, but I was drinking earlier. And we just want to hear from you. This is like a campfire chat.
Yes.
We want to talk about ILand with you. So please send us a message at ILand Podcasts. And of course, we'll have a podcast listener poll up for you this next week that you can participate in as well. Mm-hmm. Be looking for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, another podcast has come to a close. Episode two,
we did it.
How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful to like our listeners and to people participating. This is what it's about. It's about community. It's I and ILand.
Oh my gosh, that was so precious. You're like the camp counselor, Camp ILand, Crystal. Thank you, Counselor Crystal.
You're welcome.
I'm very thankful to the listeners too. Again, we love you for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure to film this every Saturday/Sunday today when we get a chance to come together and watch. This has been a great experience so far, despite everything that goes on Twitter and despite everything that the trainees go through on the program.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that they're going to come up with a great global idol group.
They really are, and I'm so looking forward to the results, and I'm so looking forward to being on the journey with all of you.
Woo-hoo! So we thank you for joining us today. Of course, I need to plug it again, our Twitter, @ILandPodcast. Make sure to send us DM, let us know how we're doing, let us know what you'd like to listen to, and thanks for listening to I Got Pushed, an ILand Podcast.
Thank you.
Bye!
Bye!